Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. And we are presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss. Structure, accountability, results, the standard for weight loss in the area. It's EMP180weightloss.com. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop. That is the foursome. We'll talk to Tarik El-Bashir from NBC Sports Washington at 8 as we talk some Caps Pens. Right now, though, we'll open up the Junkie Sports page, find out what's going on in the sports world.
Talk a little NBA playoffs, boys. Yesterday, a couple games in the Western Conference. Golden State takes a 3-1 series lead over the Pellies, beat them 118-92. Kevin Durant had 38 in the game.
They're winning even though Curry hasn't been shooting particularly great.
Yeah, I think he's been okay. I think he had 23 yesterday, but yeah, you're right. I mean, Durant's just been on fire. But, I mean, it's much better than the Pelicans, especially if Anthony Davis doesn't go off for about 40.
Yeah, I'd be shocked if this one goes more than the five games.
Yeah, I mean, they should win it. They
close them out in five.
I think they refer to it as the gentleman's sweep.
Is that what it is?
You let the other team win one game if they're out.
Give them a charity game. Okay, I can see that.
Yeah, they should win that.
Hooking up the home fans, giving them false hope.
Right.
And they'll wait for Houston, who beat Utah 187 yesterday. So they're up 3-1. So it's all about Golden State and Houston there. And then, of course, the Eastern Conference, you got a couple teams up 3-0.
Although I might be wrong on that because, I mean, I know what the gentleman's sweep is. I think that they won their game maybe in Golden State. Did they even the series at one? And now they've lost two in a row? I've forgotten which game.
Golden State was up 2-0.
Okay, so they were up 2-0.
Yeah, Pelicans won their game three.
Yeah, that's the more traditional gentleman's sweep.
Where Rondo had like 30 assists.
Yeah.
And then, of course, on Saturday, the Celtics beat the Sixers 101-98 in overtime. So it's kind of a crazy finish with Bellinelli hitting the corner buzzer beater. They thought it might be a three, but clearly it was a two.
Right.
Went to overtime, and, man, they some awful turnovers, especially with J.J. Redick.
And the arena worker dropped Simmons, the confetti. It was a big debacle.
Redick had an awful turnover. Simmons had an awful turnover, so Celtics win that game 101-98.
Their defense has been really strong on both Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid.
No, you're right.
Everybody wanted to anoint them as the team to beat, and maybe they will be next year. But Embiid isn't shooting particularly well. He'll get his numbers, but he's putting up a ton of shots to get his numbers. And, you know, Ben Simmons had a game where he had one.
He had 1 point. Yeah, took four shots. Now, Embiid had 19 boards in that game, but you're right, he's taking a bunch of shots.
Did you see the people trolling?
Brad Stevens is just a defensive guy. I mean, he's a defensive coach, and they know how to defend this team.
People trolling Simmons by superimposing his head on the famous, the infamous Wilt Chamberlain shot where he has 100 points.
I love it.
Just has a one. Yeah. Love it. It's great.
And then people are jocking, though, Brad Stevens also for his play calls. And I saw one of his former players say that the play they ran at the end for Al Horford, where they knew that the Sixers switch, and there's like a couple seconds left in the game left, and
Covington,
he switches, and he just sends whoever they knew Joel Embiid was going to go, and he sent him all the way basically to half court, and he sent somebody else out to half court and basically just cleared it so that on the switch, Al Horford had a little guy, mouse in the house, and they just threw a lob pass into him. I think it was Matt Howard, who used to play for him at Butler. Is that his name?
Yeah, but I thought it was
a white guy.
So it was Howard
who said we ran that play 8 years ago.
Yeah. But I think Covington was he got caught in the switch,
right?
But let's be honest, Horford was pushing him off. I mean, they were both kind of grappling a little bit, but Horford definitely was using his body a little bit more than Covington was.
But here's the thing: the Sixers up 3-0, and nobody expected that. They're going to advance, and they're going to play the Cavs, who are also up 3-0, had the game winner from LeBron. I just don't think they have the firepower. It'd be a great series if Kyrie was there, and obviously if Kyrie and Gordon Hayward were there. But this Celtics team, do you really believe they're going to have a chance to compete against LeBron, who's playing as well as he ever has
not
in the
playoffs.
Not the
way playoffs. He's playing, no. Absolutely not.
LeBron's close to a triple-double every night.
But you know
night.
What? After Cleveland struggled in the Pacers series, I thought Toronto had a legitimate shot of beating them. Man, how wrong was I?
Oh, I got sucked into
so
that,
dead.
Too.
How wrong was I?
Oh, they look gross.
But you're right. I mean, I don't think Boston has enough to compete with
what
Cleveland.
What do you do if you're the Raptors? You just adopt the Cakes theory? Where Cake says, as a Wizards fan, you just have to just wait until LeBron retires.
Well, that's being a realist.
The Raptors almost won 60 games this year.
Doesn't matter. Regular season games. They were the one seed. Meaningless, nubby, regular season games. It doesn't matter.
And we kind of all knew that.
They don't have championship caliber players on their team. Just don't.
When we were talking about the Wizards and their seeding, we just said anybody but Cleveland.
Right.
And
we, apparently
that's
we,
really
we
what's
were
happened.
Right. Because you don't want to face Cleveland, and Boston's probably going to be underneath Cleveland's wheels in about 2 weeks. They just are.
Well, when LeBron finally retires, you would assume that Boston at full strength and Philly at full strength would be the two teams to beat
yeah, but that's,
in the Eastern Conference.
That's 3 to 5 years yeah. off in the horizon.
Well,
at
I don't
a minimum.
See it, I don't see it being Toronto.
No, because those
I mean,
guys' best
Philly,
years are going to be behind
right.
them already.
So Philly and Boston will be the teams to beat in the East. Once LeBron goes bye-bye, it won't be Toronto.
Who are they going to put on LeBron? Jason Tatum? He's a toothpick.
No, he would get just manhandled.
Jalen Brown?
That's a
too
good
small.
Question. They really don't have anybody that can play him.
Al Horford? Too slow.
No, he should own them. He really should. I mean, he's smart. He's too small.
He's competitive.
But they're in Morris.
And if Kevin Love keeps rewinding the clock back to like when he was in Minnesota, has big double-doubles like he had in the last game, then... It's just lights out for Boston. Five or six games.
Even if you're just a casual NBA fan, you just want to see LeBron face Golden State or Houston. I know I do. I mean, Houston would destroy Boston. I think Golden State would destroy Boston.
Right.
But at least Cleveland with LeBron, you got a shot at having a decent series.
What are the over-unders going to be on Houston-Golden State playoff games?
Oh, I mean, probably in the 230s, 240s.
Yeah, probably not high enough. All right, so in the Stanley Cup playoffs, you know, obviously a huge game six tonight with the Caps and the Pens. The Lightning took out Boston. They win that game 3-1. They win the series in five. So whoever wins the series kind of, Tampa Bay, they just kind of sit there and they wait, and they just had a great regular season. I think they had 113 points. They were the best team in the Eastern Conference, and no one really talks about them. Everyone's just talking about the Caps and the Pens.
Who are their top players?
No idea.
Well, Stamkos.
No idea.
Steven Stamkos.
The other Russian dogs, Nikita Kucherov. That dude's like a top two or three in the league.
But I know that they are legit. And then in the West, the Golden Knights win that series in six. They took out the Sharks in San Jose 3-0. So the Golden Knights are going to the Western Conference Finals and an expansion team.
I mean, it's one of the more shocking stories in all of sports.
Mm. Now, they have the goalie who was the Pens goalie last year, right?
Yeah, Marc-Andre Fleury. I believe his save percentage is right around 95% during the Stanley Cup playoffs. He's crushing it.
It's one of the best stories of the year.
It's an amazing story.
Yeah. I mean, no one really talks about it.
I believe when the Caps came into the league in 1974 because they were an expansion team, I'm 99% sure, and I'll check this, I think they had 8 wins. Think about that. 8 wins in a regular NHL season. This expansion
yeah,
team
I think you're right. It was 8 or
9.
Is
going to the Western Conference Finals.
Unbelievable.
All so right. Safe to say the way they put together expansion teams, radically different in 2018 than it was when we were 4 years old.
Now, the Nats were in danger of losing a series to Philly. And Gabe Kapler still can't believe he lost his game yesterday. Up 4-1 in the eighth. They allow 2 runs in the eighth, 2 runs in the ninth. Their closer, Naris, was awful. Couldn't get an out. And the Nats come back, score 4 runs to beat the Philadelphia Phillies 5-4. Take the series 2 out of 3.
Really nice.
And Max Scherzer, who left the game with a lead and 15 strikeouts. You know, Sammy Solis gave up a little bloop single where Philly tied it. And then Kinsler wasn't very good. He blew the lead.
And the 15 Ks weren't like in 8 innings. It was in 6 and a third.
It was 6 and a third.
He was just mowing dudes
15
down.
Out of the 19 outs.
He's incredible.
Or strikeouts.
Lowers his ERA to 1.74. Doesn't get the win. Doolittle gets the win in relief, but they do get the win 5-4. That was an awesome game to watch.
Awesome finish as they just melted down there. What is it, in the ninth inning? The guy's just loading the bases up, walks and everything
eighth
else.
Eighth and ninth, yeah. Two runs in the ninth.
And Defoe came up big.
Defoe's been on fire.
I think he's got a 9-game hitting streak. He does.
He's been on fire.
Yeah.
Well, big thing is Rendon's back.
Rendon is back.
You need him in the lineup because you look at some of these guys, how they're underperforming this year.
The Orioles lost again. The Orioles are now 8-26.
Oh, all in for the first pick of the draft.
Kevin Gausman threw 9 scoreless innings on Saturday, and they lost the game. Yesterday, they lost the game 2-1. I mean, it's just awful up there in Baltimore. The Orioles and the Reds are both 8-26.
You can probably get a seat on SeatGeek at Camden Yards for like 50 cents for home games. How could they be charging more than $1?
They let kids in free.
Did they?
That's their new bit.
Oh, that's right. I remember that before the season. You know what? They should let everybody in for free. The Mets, not just kids.
The Mets are in trouble. The Mets have lost 6 straight. Remember how hot they were to start the year. But DeGrom's on the DL with the hyperextended elbow. They finally cut ties with Matt Harvey, so he's gone. And
well, they have 7 days to determine what they're going to do.
I still remember when we were at Nats spring training, and we saw Harvey there, and it was unbelievable just watching him pitch. People were like, this guy is going to be the next superstar in the majors, because he was just blowing the ball by people.
Yeah.
And look where he is now.
Cakes, I just went to SeatGeek.com and I just put in Orioles. They're playing the Royals tomorrow. You definitely can get tickets in a few sections for $5.
That might be about $4 too much.
Mm. So the Mets were swept by the Rockies, lost yesterday 3-2. So, and the Braves lost to San Francisco. So now the Nats are just 2 back.
Working out for them.
It is.
Remember, they were right around 500.
They were about 6.5 back, I don't know, a week ago or so. And now they're starting to put something together. They have won like 6 out of 7, swept the Pirates, take 2 out of 3 against the Phillies. So now they're
going to be San Diego? They're going to be late games.
Going to San Diego. Who else are they playing? Are they playing the D-backs out there,
too? I think it's the D-backs and the Padres.
Yeah,
a bunch of late games.
Yep.
We'll
read about the games.
A couple other injuries to talk about. Clayton Kershaw's going to DL as well. He's got biceps tendonitis. Dodgers lost to the Padres in Mexico yesterday, 3-0. And Mookie Betts, who's having an unbelievable year for the Red Sox, got hit in the shoulder by a thrown ball from first base. Ended up staying in the game briefly, but then he left. So who knows if he's going to go to the DL. So got a bunch of big names going to the DL, including Mookie Betts and Clayton Kershaw and Jacob DeGrom. Justify wins the Derby, the 6th consecutive favorite to win the Derby.
Were you like me? Were you shocked they were going that fast in that slop? I was shocked.
Bunch of mutters out there.
I guess.
Well, I didn't
man.
Pay attention to the time. Was it a slow time? Was it a
I think
relatively
the first
fast
quarter time?
Time
or whatever they said was pretty fast. They looked like they were moving. Cakes, trivia question for you. Did they said this in a little of the run up to it? So you know how the guys all wear all those goggles?
Sure.
Apparently, according to one of the jockeys, the max number of goggles you can wear before it starts to block your peripheral and everything and it doesn't work is what?
That now, look, I'm a horse racing noob, obviously. Are these the goggles they can just peel off layers as they're going?
Because yes, exactly.
I'm going to go with 100.
What? 100?
No, it's like 10. I'm going to say 10.
Come on.
The jockey that they had on who was doing the commentary said 7.
Oh, seven.
7. 100? I mean, goggles behind the
ear. I mean, your goggles passed the finish line.
I had no clue.
They wouldn't even have time. It's only 2.5 seconds.
I thought the guy just doing this.
I thought triple digits was a solid number.
Always bet against Cakes.
All right, phone number is 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Going to get back into Caps pens here. Took a couple calls in the 6 o'clock hour.
Where are the Caps fans?
Want to hear from Caps fans. How are you feeling tonight? Game 6 in Pittsburgh. Have to buck the trends. We've been talking about the history. Dan Steinberg posted this on Saturday night that there have been 13 playoff games in the D.C. area since 98 where a win meant the team would advance to the conference finals, whether it was the Nationals, Wizards, the Caps. I don't think the Redskins have had a shot, have they? Maybe they had one shot to get
to
the conference finals.
The Skins are 0-2.
Okay, they've had
according two. According to that graphic that
well,
I saw.
Collectively, D.C. teams 0-13 in playoff games where a win meant getting to the conference finals. So will the Caps buck that trend? Of course, you saw Jacob Vrana paired on the first line at the end of the game, so the whole Devontae Smith-Pelly experiment.
They gave it five periods.
Just didn't work out for
it's fine.
Him. They went with Vrana, a little more firepower, he's faster.
Yeah, this worked better.
Yeah, he's the better player.
I'm somewhat confident because I think we're free rolling here. We got an extra crack at it. So, I mean, do I think they're going to win tonight? I have no idea. But I think of the next two, they could certainly close this out. Better than, you know, a game seven situation where the whole series is riding on three periods. It's just the tension is unreal. I mean, that'll get to that if you lose it. But I still think if you get two cracks at this, they can do it. I
feel like the games are so close.
It would make it even more devastating if they couldn't win one of these next two.
That would be very painful.
Yeah. I would lean Pittsburgh here, and then I kind of expect a game seven. But we want to hear from you. 800-636-1067. As I said earlier in the show, the one thing the Caps really have going for them is I do think Holtby's been playing better as goalie.
He's playing great.
He's been awesome.
In fact, you can easily make the argument, easily, I don't think anybody could debate it, that the entire playoff fortune of this team changed when they inserted Holtby.
No doubt about it.
And
I picked the Pens to win the series. Most of us did. You picked the Caps. I said I gave the Caps a 40% chance. Mostly it was because I felt like just based on the numbers, what the Penguins did in that first round, having 7-goal games and 8-goal games, I felt they were too explosive. And the weakness on the Caps team all season long has been their defense. Defense has actually played pretty well.
Absolutely.
In the two losses, they've given up 3 goals in each one.
I just feel like
not like they're getting crushed like the Flyers were in those games.
Right.
They just look like a more confident team.
The goaltending superior.
Yeah.
Brayden Holtby is way better than Nuvi and I believe Brian Elliott, whoever the Flyers are trotting out in that series. He's light years beyond those guys.
Right.
There's a reason that the Caps went with Holtby instead of Nuvi a few years back.
I also want to hear from Pens fans because there are some Pens fans out there. You called us last week.
Certainly are.
I want to get your feeling on this game.
But you know what's interesting? There, I can remember Pens fans calling in and saying they were nervous about playing this Caps team.
Yeah.
We've had at least one guy that called in and
absolutely.
Said he thought the Caps were going to beat the Pens.
Well, now I guarantee you they're nervous.
Drabby?
So I think the Post had an article, at least I think it was the Post today, about how tonight you're going to most likely see Smith-Pelly back on that first line. And
Because
the Pens can see, I don't understand this. How it
works. The way they do the line matchup.
The line matchup, they'll see Vrana, Ovi, and Kuznetsov go out there together.
Say Kuznetsov.
And they'll match it.
No, say it again.
Kuznetsov.
There you go. That time.
Out there together, and if they see those three offensive players out there, they're just going to send Crosby and attack, 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 and that's not what the Caps want.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to put DSP back.
You always have to say Kuznetsov. You can never say Kuzi from here
right.
on out.
All right. I got you.
Is that a rule for him?
For him, only for Dragon.
Oh, just so he struggles.
We can all say Kuznetsov.
Right, but until you've proven mastery of the name.
Two in a row.
All right, let's bounce some of these calls. Drabby, why don't you see if you could screen some of these so we can get their names up. Let's go to Dave in College Park. Dave, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, going, fellas?
Hey, doing great.
What's up, Dave?
Hey, well, listen, you know, I'm a huge fan of the Caps. I am so excited about tonight, but it's a fact. And you guys deep down know it. The team knows it. The whole city knows it. If we do not win tonight, we will not win game 7.
I don't believe that.
I'm going to tell you why.
Let me tell you this.
No, let me tell you something. The Caps are 0-4 in game 7s against Pittsburgh, 0-3 at home. Mm-hmm. If you think these players in the city doesn't know this, the fans are going to know it. This team knows it. Pittsburgh knows if they win this game tonight, they are going to go in there playing against a scared crowd and a scared team. Listen, I love this team. I really hope we get it done tonight, because I'm telling you, I am so paranoid going into Game 7, because if you think it, confidence doesn't matter in sports, it does. And the team is I'm so scared because of all these facts. The Caps are just have a horrible record in Game 7 at home. They all know this, man. This is a fact of life. And
listen,
tonight, I know
they're going they to have two cracks at it. They're going to have to just relax. They're going to have two cracks at it if they lose tonight. I don't think they're going to fail twice. In years past, the Game 7 was their only shot. You know, they came back from down 3-1 or they came back from down 3-2, and they had to fight and claw to even get to a Game 7. This is a different situation. It really is.
Okay, well, the second crack is, okay, right. So I'm just saying you have to go with the fact is, you know, and I'm saying you listen, you follow, you kid sports, you know when you're going to that rival team, when they just got your number, man, they just got your number. And Pittsburgh has got the Caps number. And I'm just saying, like I said, I want this team to win. I really want this team to succeed because we got a chance to win the Cup. If we can get through the Pens, I don't care about Tampa Bay and all that stuff. We can still beat them. We've got Ovi. I'm saying we get Wilson back. We can still do it. Hope he's playing great. I'm just saying we've got to beat the Demons, and we need them tonight. We need to come out fired up. And I really hope we get out to a good start tonight, guys.
So this entire city will be terrified.
Thanks, pal.
They will be terrified for a Game 7.
If it comes back here.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I still think they can win Game 7.
I tend to believe, Dave, if we don't win Game 6.
It's Game 6 or bust?
I think so. That's just the way I feel.
That goes to your original prediction.
That's me being negative Nelly, though.
Eric, what if they lose, like, 4-1?
I mean, it'll
and
suck.
And it looks pretty bad.
That's fine.
You're still going to have the same confidence in the Game 7?
They have two cracks at it. That's the way I look at it. You got two cracks at it. Obviously, you want to win tonight. You don't want to go to a Game 7. It's too much tension. No one can handle it. But I think if you get two cracks at it, they can do this. They've won 7 of the last 9 since they were down 0-2 in the first series. They've looked like a pretty damn dominant hockey team stretches.
They could lose 2 in a row.
Easily.
Yeah.
But I
feel that same way.
But I don't think they're going to smash into a brick wall.
And we've played
now.
Pretty well on the road in the postseason. I just feel like we've got to get it done tonight.
They could easily have lost on Saturday night.
Yeah, they stole the game Saturday night. But still,
well, they showed resiliency in the third period.
They showed resiliency the whole time.
They came out early and scored in the third period to kind of get that bad taste of that second period out of their mouths.
Because that was a disaster period.
It was a full-on nightmare.
It could have been 5 goals they gave up in that second period. But Holtby has been playing fantastic.
Holtby's been awesome.
All right, let's
outside of Marc-Andre Fleury, he's been the second best goalie in all the playoffs.
If we beat the Pens tonight, there's got to be some sort of a party atmosphere in this studio tomorrow.
Do
you want to party and celebrate after just a second round win?
It's been 25 years.
Should we pop champagne beat the Pens?
Even though it's just a second round.
It does show our bar is very low.
Low
the
bar.
It's bar kind of embarrassing.
Hey, I'll admit the bar is low.
It's so embarrassing.
It is embarrassing.
It's since 98. It's been since we were a nighttime show.
I know.
But after Don and Mike.
I know,
that's the last time we had success.
But 94 with the Pens.
Yeah, in particular with the Pens. But for any of the teams the conference finals.
Yeah, I think it
deserves
a party.
I mean, we've been hoping the Nats would break through. They don't.
I think you just
want
a party,
Wizards have had a couple chances. They don't.
Nothing wrong with that.
What did you say? You think Jason?
I think Jason just wants an excuse to party.
Yeah,
he'll, even
he'll
at 6
soft,
in the morning,
though, he won't do anything.
You're probably right.
let's go to Pete in Annapolis. Pete, what's up? You're on with the Junks. What do you think, Pete?
Hey Junks. Yeah, so if you give me a game 4, and I got a 1-1 going into overtime. If Oshie doesn't make the penalty that gives the Pens the power play, that game is going 1-1 in overtime. I would take that right now. Holtby was the reason we won Game 5. He was incredible. There were a bunch of defensive miscues. If you look at the game-winning goal by Verana, Dumoulin was unchecked, and that was Ovechkin's guy. And I think you got to protect that line a little bit tonight, because the Pens can send out Crosby and Gensel whenever Kuzi and them go out there. And so if you that's why you got to put DSP back up there, just so they're more defensively sound and making sure that, you know, that all those chances that Pens had in Game 5, if Holtby is just okay, it's a 7-5 game. I mean, Holtby was incredible. So if he's like that and you protect, you play sound in your own zone, I think they'll get to Murray, because I think Murray's been shaky, real shaky. So hopefully that's what happens, and, you know, they close out tonight and not have to go back to a game seven.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Pete. Appreciate it. We all hope they close it out tonight.
Yes.
Game seven will be unbearable, the tension.
It will.
It doesn't mean they can't win it, though.
It'll be terrifying. That'll be,
we have
what,
to
Wednesday?
Stop thinking Wednesday? That we have to win this in Game 6 or Game 7 is unwinnable.
Doom and gloom.
We got to stop thinking that way.
Doom and gloom always creeps in.
Yeah, it does.
How could it not?
It just does.
If you were guaranteed that they can advance,
yeah,
that they will advance, or it's
yeah.
a guarantee,
okay.
would you rather them advance
yes.
Game 6 or Game 7?
7.
How about Game 7? Vanquish
game
the game,
if
game
you can,
7?
If you can
no,
guarantee.
Demons.
No, he's saying if you can guarantee a win. Of course
they're
going to
advance no matter
seven.
What. They can either win tonight, or we get a couple days of
or
drama.
Or would you rather win in Pittsburgh?
On I'd rather win on Yinzer Ice.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Ice, yeah.
Absolutely. It would be amazing.
But, I'd rather win that game seven.
But look, even if the Caps do advance, they're only halfway to the goal. They're only halfway. Have to still get past Tampa, and then you're probably going to face the Vegas Golden Knights in the final. That would be the Capsiest thing ever, is to beat the Penguins, somehow get past Tampa Bay, and then lose to an expansion team in the Stanley Cup Finals.
And then have Bryce Harper.
Are they the favorites right now?
They're one of the co-favorites right now.
With Pittsburgh? Like, who is the favorite to win the Cup today if you go look on Vegas' board?
Probably
Can't be Pittsburgh.
Probably Nashville or Tampa.
And Nashville's trailing. They're down 3-2 in their series.
Yeah, probably Tampa then.
Let's go to Dave in Manassas. Dave, what's up? You're on with the Junks.
Good morning, boys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep, sure.
Long-time listener.
Thanks.
Hey, I called in last week about saying it's our time and made that basketball analogy about how the Bulls had it coming out of the Pistons. Pistons kept coming out after the Celtics. And, man, I just see a different Caps team, man. They are – is it just me or do you not see a different energy and passion that they just – they just can't stand Penguins so much. It's just pulling them through. Anyhow, I think when they close it out tonight, I do have a couple questions real quick. When Willie and Burakovsky come back, I'm curious how they're going to juggle the lineups. And then also, we got to play Get That Stanley. And then lastly, I love it. Lastly is, I don't want them to, if they finally say, oh, we got back to by the Pens. You know, we got that monkey off our back, and them kind of get complacent because Tampa's going to be tough. And so I'm calling. I think we close it out tonight. I'm confident. Get that Stanley. You guys have a good one.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it. Well, then I'll be afraid we jinx it at that point. If we end up beating the Pens, we might have to just keep Get That Stanley at bay. But if we lose, Get That Stanley's coming back next year.
So when Wilson
is coming freaking back.
Wilson and Berkey come back, I would assume.
Wilson goes back. Because especially
Gersich,
if they're going to keep.
I guess Gersich would be. Sent back?
Probably, yeah.
And then I'm not sure who they would replace Berkey with.
But they would put Wilson back on the front line. Yeah, especially if they're going to keep Smith-Pelly there to start this game and then go from there.
You guys can do an emotional hedge if you like because the Pens are plus 800 to win the Stanley Cup.
Oh, they're the leaders right now?
No, they're last.
Oh, okay.
Of all the teams left.
Right? So how's that emotional
who's
hedge?
Who's the overall favorite?
Well, because
just because they beat the Caps doesn't mean they're going to win the Cup.
Yeah, it does.
No.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Who's the overall favorite to win the Cup right now?
Tampa.
And then who's
then
number two?
Winnipeg.
And then so.
And then Knights, and then the Caps, and then the Predators and Penguins who are down in their series.
Oh wow, Preds are way down. Yeah, because they are trailing.
Let's go to Don in Ashburn. Don, what's up, buddy? You on with the Junks? What do you think tonight?
Hey. Good morning, fellas. Yeah, I'm a little bit nervous still. I want to just see a fast game where we just boat race them, but I know that's probably not going to happen. But we do kind of have Murray figured out in a sense that he's just not the same guy we've faced the last few years. But the other thing, too, is really some stupid, stupid, selfish penalties Saturday night, and they've got to stay out of the penalty box if they want any chance of beating them on the road, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. You cannot,
you cannot give
Pittsburgh that many power plays.
Although I thought one of those penalties on Ovi, what was it, the slashing one, was a little dicey.
End of the period.
Yeah,
that's what everybody
barely touched the stick.
All the analysts on NBC thought that it was job, too.
That was crazy.
Telling you, after we did that whole segment, I watched the game, and I didn't feel like it was Penn BC, although there's some people that swear by that.
Right. Let's go to...
And they were jocking Verana, they were... I felt like they were fair.
I think they have a little more enthusiasm for the Pens. I mean, Mike Milbury clearly doesn't like the Caps.
Well, that's obvious. Everyone knows that.
He was calling the game. He was the color commentator.
Scott!
Think he's not favoring the Pens? Come on.
Scott, you're on with the Junks. How are you?
Morning, guys.
What's up?
Good to have you. I'm originally from Pittsburgh. I'm a Penguins fan. I never thought that the Penguins were actually going to win the series, only because Vegas odds at some point, you can't keep beating a team. I don't think the Penguins have it. They got a lot of hockey under their belt. They're tired.
For sure.
And everybody's getting too excited about, well, we're going to beat the Penguins. And I get it, because we have owned you. But that's, you know, it's a grind. And Tampa is going to have almost a week off before if you win it, before you play them. So
look, nobody's counting their chickens.
I just feel like it's a great season. I feel like it's a great season if they beat Pittsburgh.
If they beat Pittsburgh in advance.
We got two cups, and I can't complain.
Right, exactly. You guys win cups all the time.
So who do you think is going to close this out, Scott? Who do you think is going to close this out?
I believe that Washington will close it out, but I'll be honest with you. I'm a hockey fan. I believe a team out of the West, either Vegas or Winnipeg, is going to win the cup. Those guys are playing incredible hockey, and I think losing Fleury was a big loss to the Penguins, because Fleury was the reason why we beat Washington in those games the few years past. Not Murray. Murray got hurt, and Fleury came in. Fleury won that series last year for the Penguins, and he's not there anymore, and it's showing. I like Murray, but his high glove side is weak.
Dart, do you think the Caps close it out tonight or Wednesday?
No, I think they'll close it out tonight. I really do. I believe the Caps will close it out tonight, and they'll beat the Pens. But I just, you know, I just hope you guys understand that, and the fans get it, that's not the be-all and end-all, because if you don't win it, no one's going to care next year you beat the Pens.
Oh, we understand, but it's a huge step.
Yeah. It's a big step.
To vanquish the Penguins.
You
it just is.
Embrace a little happiness. We would have done the same thing. Like, we've been waiting for the Nats to break through. If the Nats break through, we'll understand. Yes, they still have to win another series, and then they have to win the World Series. But you embrace the fact that you're finally getting over a hurdle that you haven't been able to get over.
I mean, we're talking about breaking out champagne.
When you live in loser town, you take the small victories where you can get them.
That's what you do.
All right, we'll come back, take more of your calls. 800-636-1067, talking about Game 6, Caps, Pens tonight. Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington talking about Game 6 tonight, Caps against the Pens. Just put a poll up at Junks Radio if you follow us on Twitter. Do the Caps end this nightmare streak where DC teams in 13 playoff games since 98 have been winless when a win would have meant advancing to the conference finals? The Caps can end that drought.
They can, but it's not going to be easy to step on the throat of the two-time defending Stanley Cup champs. I would expect Pittsburgh to keep pouring shots on Holtby. I mean, they had 39 on him in Game 5. I would expect something around that number tonight. Holtby has to be fantastic, like he has been since he took over for Grubauer.
Has to stay sharp.
We need that sort of effort from Holtby to get a win tonight. It's going to be tough.
All right, let's go back to the phones. If you want to chime in on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Listener Lines, 800-636-1067 is the number.
All right, let's go to Laura in Arlington. Laura, what's up?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey.
My call.
What's up?
Of course.
So I wanted, hopefully this will be a good transition with your thing with Tarek later, but he tweeted out the other day that when a team wins a third game after being 2-2 in their series, that they win 78.9% of the time, they win that series.
Right.
So they're 2-2, and then they win Game 5. So I know that, you know, everyone's so fearful, but you guys believe in odds more than anybody I know. So I think that
I'm with you.
Pointing in our favor.
I'm with you.
Oh,
that was a huge win.
If they were playing someone other than the Pens, I'd be all about the 79%. But since we're playing the Pens, I don't think it's 79%.
Oh, you think it's drastically lower?
I don't think it's drastically lower.
I
think it's, it might be 35 or 40%.
I mean, you've got to believe in the numbers sometimes.
Yep. Well, I hope you're right.
Listen, Jason, I don't break his balls.
You're right.
Jason thought the Game 1 loss was catastrophic. And, you know, they've clearly overcome that.
Still can be.
Well, they've clearly overcome it. They're in the driver's seat. It's fine. Doesn't mean the Game 1 loss was catastrophic. They've got the Game 7 loss will be catastrophic.
Mm-hmm.
They've got two cracks at this.
But if we're just to look at tonight's game, aren't the Pens favored tonight?
I don't know, yes, because it's the home game.
Big
I don't
time.
Know.
Yeah. I would expect their favorite
they're
at big, home.
They're a pretty significant favorite.
Yeah, that might be a great bet for the Caps. Then let's go to Mike Bowie. Mike, what's up? Great value.
Hey, Junks, how you doing?
What's hey, up? What's
doing
up?
Well.
Okay. First of all, I'd like to see Verana on the first line. You know, with Smith Pelly in there, Ovechkin didn't get a shot on goal. And Kuznetsov was an absentee landlord in that game. And you got to have somebody else for the Pens to worry about. And if they want to send Crosby chasing around that first line, so be it. I don't care. I'd rather going after them than sitting in their
so
office
you don't like,
taking shots.
You don't like Trotz's plan, or he's just going to kind of adjust it as they go along?
Well, he made an adjustment by putting Verana in,
right.
And that worked out a hell of a lot better than what they had going. They were
right,
doing
but now it's different, right? Because now they have the ability to make the last change, right? Because they're the home
good.
Ice.
Good. Let yep. Crosby go chase Ovechkin and Kuznetsov and Verana.
Okay. All right. That's what you would do.
I would also stick with Verana. But I'm always the guy who likes more explosion, more
right.
offense.
Yeah, well, exactly. I want speed.
Let's go to Rob
by
in
the way, the Pens,
plus, Pelly stays on the line
the
where he's been
comfortable
all year long.
The Pens are 2-1 favorites tonight. 2-1.
Ooh, great value.
It's tasty. Great
thanks,
value.
Thanks taking my call, guys.
Yep.
Hey, what's buddy.
Up? And then that would get you to a Game 7 where Ovi is 3-7 in his career, and Game 7's 0-4 in the second round.
The Caps are plus 170 tonight if you like them.
Hey, I just want to say they got to win that Game 6. I'm up here in Western Maryland, and I got to deal with these Pittsburgh Steelers fans and these Penguin fans, and they're so obnoxious. It'd be great to knock Pittsburgh out in their house. That would be awesome.
Yeah, that's what Cakes wants.
That would be great.
Yes, because then it takes the edge off that Game 7, so you ain't got to worry about Game 7. Just take Game 7 out of the equation, beat Pittsburgh up there, shut those fans up for a change, and give us a breakdown in D.C.
Hey, Rob, what were your expectations heading into the third period on Saturday night with the Caps trailing by a goal?
My expectations for the series were like, oh, no, we got to face Pittsburgh yet again. I was doubtful. You know, it's just like, I don't know if they're going to be able to pull this off or not, you know, because it is Pittsburgh. The history's there. But if you want to be the best, you got to beat the best. And that's what it boils down to. They've always had the better team for years. You know, we talk about this, you know, terrible time against Pittsburgh. It's because they've always had the better team. So this is a time where they grind one out for a change and they actually beat the best team in the AHL, which is a two-time defending champ.
Thank you, Rob. Take care of your kid.
Thanks.
I heard her saying dad in the background.
Let's go to Kevin in Woodbridge. Kevin, what's up? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
Hey, just set the stage. Remember, so I'm the Pens fan that called you before the series and said that I thought the Caps were going to win 6 this year because Pittsburgh was just too tired and too beat up.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the Caps fans over the years have not given Hopi enough credit. Everybody wants to talk about how much Hopi's playing better this year, and there's definitely truth in that. There's no doubt about it. But the bigger piece of that is, or I shouldn't say that, just an equally as large piece is the Pens aren't making the extra pass that they made in years past in the playoffs. And they're playing lazy mentally, and they're not finishing on pucks, i.e. Kessel a number of times. I still think he has a groin injury, and a couple other guys, Letang and Dumoulin, screwing up because they're not communicating. And that comes from playing a competitive game every 3 days for the last 3 years that the Pens have done because they've been playing an extra half the season over everybody. I still think the Caps win the series, even, dare I say, if it goes to 7 games. But just like I said before the series, I'll say the same thing again, and that is the Caps are not going to get by Tampa. And so my question would be is, if you get by the Pens this year and then you lose to Tampa, is it more of a letdown because you finally got over the hurdle with the Pens, but you still didn't get where you needed to go? Because you're not beating the best team in the league right now if you beat the Pens. The best team in the league right now is Tampa and maybe Las Vegas.
I just don't know why you assume we can't beat them.
You will lose in 5 games, maybe 6 games, against the Tampa Bay Lightning simply because their team speed is above Pittsburgh's right now, and the Capitals don't deal well with a team that's really fast. Look at Hagelin. I called you a couple days ago and said Hagelin was going to make a difference when he came back because of his speed, and he has. That's a fast team is what the Caps have always struggled with. And Tampa's finishing right now where Pittsburgh's not. And, again, that comes back to Pittsburgh's tired and wore out mentally. And when you're tired and wore out mentally, you don't make that creative play that you used to make. I'll give you a perfect example. The third period the other night, Dumoulin coming right down the middle. A year ago, 2 years ago, that's a simple tap pass to Kessel, and he just taps it in. Probably didn't even have to move a stick. That's right in the goal behind Hopi. And then everybody wants to yell at Hopi. Not Hopi's fault. Hopi was playing the guy with the puck. But Pittsburgh is not making that extra pass this year. And where I come back to the mental part is, remember I said this before the series, you guys were going to have your success in the beginning of periods. And if you had your success in the beginning of periods, it was going to be tough for the Pens to beat you. And that's exactly where you've had most of your success, is at the beginning of periods.
Thanks for the call, Kevin. We don't have the luxury of looking forward to the Tampa Bay Lightning.
You might be right
about
Tampa. I mean, Tampa was the number one team in the East for a reason. They're obviously very good.
Not going to worry about them yet, though.
Like Cake said, I'll take the small victories. If we can somehow beat Pittsburgh and get over that hump, I'll take that. And I'll consider it a successful season. Yeah, we'll be disappointed if they lose to whoever they play. But I just want to beat the Pens. Let's beat them first.
That's what we're worried about.
Plus, we can worry about the Lightning next.
You want to talk about free rolling? And you're really free rolling next round, in my opinion.
All right, coming up next, we will get a little more insight on this Caps-Pens matchup with Tarik El-Bashir. Covers the Capitals for NBC Sports Washington. Keep it here on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.